Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phil, the mayor of Oakland was hesitant to do so. Do we know what changed her mind?
Things. First off, Alameda County declared a curfew, and Oakland is in Alameda County, as is Fremont and a number of the other cities that are imposing curfews, basically between 8 and about 5:30 in the morning. That was one. Another one, she was hesitant before, saying it had a past of having racial connotations and targeting groups, and some of the minority members of the city council said, no, this is something we need, and we need it not now, we needed it yesterday or the day before, because things have really gotten out of hand.
You know, we've been reading a list of a lot of Bay Area cities that have these curfews. I don't know, is it a half, is it a third, but it's certainly not just Oakland and San Francisco.
No, it's not. We're seeing it down on the peninsula. We're seeing it in San Francisco. We're seeing it in counties, like you said, because we're seeing something we haven't seen before, Patty. Jeff, and when we talked Friday as the demonstrations were getting underway in San Jose, we were talking about the difference between the demonstrations of the daytime and the demonstrations at night. And we said we hope it didn't go that way, but it did. It went to rock and roll land, which is where things get violent. Now, what we've had in the past is we've had demonstrators that go out and demonstrate peaceably. You know, it's women with kids and families and stuff like that sometimes, and guys and gals in all races together. And then when the sun goes down, what happens is the more active crew, the more anarchist crew takes over. The good folks go home, and you're left with people in the past who would take hammers out and smash windows, and there would be some looting. It was sort of opportunistic if people were caught up in the moment. What we're seeing this time is a third group that really has nothing to do with the protests or about the unfortunate death of the black man at the hands of police in Minneapolis. What it has to do with is organized robbery. And what we're seeing, and reports are up and down, especially in suburban areas, as well as especially in the suburban areas, are literally caravans of cars and vans with people in them that are targeting small shopping centers, big shopping centers, and stores, going in, smashing. More people show up than the police. They take command. They take everything, and then they move on to the next spot. And that's what these orders are designed. They can't stop them, but they can control them. Because, you see, on a regular day, if you're driving down the street, the cops can't pull you over and ask you questions or pull you off if you're talking, you know, or just walking, because they have to have something called probable cause, which is the belief that you may be involved in something illegal. With a curfew, your just presence is illegal, so they can stop and move and stop you for any reason at all. They already have the probable cause, and that's what they're looking for as they set up their roadblocks and try to get a control of the situation.
In Walnut Creek, they were doing it during broad daylight. They were doing it before the sun went down.
Exactly. If you have more people looting than you have cops there, and they're caught off guard, then that's what happens. It dominates. Now, here's what's also scary tonight is that all in the past, when Oakland or some one area had a problem like this, they had what's called mutual aid, where the other cities would send in police to back them up. We've all seen that before. San Francisco has cops from all over the state. I came across cops from Redding and Santa Barbara. But tonight in Oakland, it's tougher in the East Bay because all the cities have to have their cops there because they don't know if they're going to be hit next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Parts.